Welcome to Attorney Heart, the podcast focused on bringing awareness to and promoting attorney well-being. Join Attorney Heart as you embark on a journey to improve the quality of your professional and personal life. And now, here's your host, Fernando Flores. Looking up, there's always sky. Rest your head, I'll take you
high. We won't fade into darkness. All right. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Attorney Heart Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode focused on your health and wellness. And today, what I'm going to focus on is actually giving you some more insight in relation to the signs related to depression, right? And in particular, I'm really going to focus on what's called major depressive disorder, right? And that's depression. And what's used to diagnose and determine whether someone has depression, the key manual is called the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, 5th Edition, or DSM-5. So I'm just going to base my information off of that. And one of the things that I do want to say about depression, a lot of times when you experience depression, and I know from my end, one of the times that I experienced depression was when I was in law school. And I was working very, very hard, very long hours in my second year, and it was really intense. And because there was so much isolation in that period for me, right, I definitely went into depression. And it was something that required that I get professional help at the time. And I'll be honest with you, after that, I haven't had any real periods of depression that I experienced, but I still can recall, right, what I went through in that point in time in my life. And it's very challenging. And one of the things that happens is a lot of times, because either we are going through a very challenging period in our lives, right, maybe an external challenge or maybe an internal challenge, we feel that we may be the only ones that are going through it. And it can be very isolating, right? And it can be difficult, you know, to ask for support. But in reality, there's millions of Americans that experience depression. There's millions of Americans that are reporting that they've had at least one major depressive episode in this past year, right? It's actually over 17.3 million Americans that experience that. So you are not alone. I want you to know that. And I want to just let you know what some of the signs are. So, and then also just kind of give you some tips on, you know, where to go so that you don't have to suffer in silence. Okay. So based on the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, again, DSM-5, these are the symptoms, right, that are used. And it's not so that you can, you know, necessarily diagnose yourself. I'm not providing it to you for that purpose. Again, it's not medical advice, but I do want you to be aware of what those symptoms are so that if you think you may need support, you can ask for that professional support. Okay, so I just want to make sure that you know that, because with depression being on the rise, you know, learning what the warning signs are and where to help, where you can get help, that can be something that can be very beneficial either for you or for somebody that you know. All right, so one of the first ones is, are you in some sort of depressed mood most of the day or almost every day, right? And this, they look at when they try to diagnose, right, for major depressive disorder, whether they look at a 2-week period. And so during that 2-week period, are you in a depressed mood most of the day or nearly every day? And it can be subjective. So for example, you feel sad, empty, hopeless, or it can be as observed by others, like, oh, you know, you appear to be tearful, you appear to, like, you want to cry. And in children and teenagers, it can be feeling irritable every day. Okay. Also, is there any loss of interest or pleasure, right? Is there a diminished, like a real diminished interest and pleasure in all or almost all activities most of the day? nearly every day. And again, it can be subjective or as observed by others. Is there any weight gain or loss in that period without any sort of dieting, right? And is there some sort of decrease or increase in appetite nearly every day, right? And in children, it can look like basically a failure to gain weight as expected. Is there insomnia or hypersomnia every day? Are you sleeping very little or are you sleeping a lot, right? Psychomotor agitation, basically this is just being restless, right? Right? Or are you on the other end, just like not really wanting to move at all, right? And so this again could be as observable by others or from your own, you know that you are just restless, really just moving, not able to stay still, right? Or are you just really slowing down, wanting to be in bed all day, not even wanting to leave your room, right? Or your house, okay? Fatigue, is there a lot of loss of energy nearly every day? Are there any feelings of worthlessness, right? Or excessive or inappropriate guilt nearly every day? And the guilt can potentially be, delusional, not just self-reproach or guilt about being sick, you know, but maybe a particular situation brings up feelings of guilt. Is there decreased concentration nearly every day? And it could be indecisiveness, right? And again, it can be subjective or as observed by others. And finally, are there any thoughts of death or suicide? And this isn't just the fear of dying, right? But are there recurring thoughts of death, recurrent suicidal ideation without necessarily having a specific plan or actually making a suicide attempt or a specific plan for suicide? But just are there any thoughts of that, right? So these are the main symptoms that professionals look at. And I definitely want, again, to let you know that if you are in a situation where you feel you might need support, you know, if you're able to get out of the house, you know, go talk to a psychologist, a therapist, a social worker, someone that you know in your circle and ask for that support, ask for help, right? A friend, a family member. If you're in law school, you know, connect with someone at your law school. It could be an administrator, a professor, someone, right? Or if you are working, right, and maybe you trust one of your colleagues, or if you have your own law firm, right, and you work on your own, maybe somebody that you work with, right, and ask for some support. But if you have a tough time getting out of bed, getting out of the house, then, you know, definitely try to reach out to a psychiatrist to get more acute support, right? And also, I just want to provide you, in case this is something that either you or someone you know may need, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And that number is 1-800-273-8355. Again, 1-800-273-8355. This is information that, unfortunately, we don't always talk about. In a lot of professions, I've noticed, not just in the legal profession, you know, the longer that I'm in this health and wellness field, the more that I learn about just how prevalent, you know, these particular issues are, and it impacts folks across a lot of different professions. I focused a lot on supporting and providing support to the legal profession, but I've also seen how a lot of other professionals and, you know, business owners, entrepreneurs really get impacted by a lot of this this information. So I really hope that it serves you or someone you know in some way, if it's something that you need. Okay. All right. Well, wishing you great health and wellness, and I look forward to catching you at the next episode. Take care. Bye.
Hi, everyone. This is Fernando, your host of Attorney Heart. Thank you again for tuning in to another episode. If you enjoyed this episode, definitely subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channel. And if it can benefit anyone that you know, please share it. Attorney Heart is brought to you by iMatter Now. I-M-A-T-T-E-R TERNOW. Please make sure to check our website at imatternow.com. Again, imatternow.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Every day presents an opportunity to engage in self-care. And remember that it is not selfish to take care of your well-being. It is necessary. So take care and connect with you on the next Attorney Heart episode.